Sefer Shoftim Perek Yeteth. This perek starts the story of Pelegish Begiva and the beginning of the civil war that ensued. Before we begin, this incident is one of the most horrific incidences that occur in the entire Tanakh. As we will see, it caused the civil war in Yisrael and the tribe of Binyamin to be excommunicated from the nation for a period of time. There are many fine points and details that are beyond the scope of these shiurim. All the language and vocabulary used around this incident is meant with the utmost sensitivity to our listeners and Chazal. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi b'yamim ahem v'melech ein b'Yisrael, it was in those days where there was no king of Klal Yisrael. The Metzudas points out, had there been a king of Yisrael, the king would have punished the sinners, thwarting and stopping the civil war. The Pasuk continues, Vayhi ish levi ger v'erchase Ephraim, it was a man from Levi who lived in the mountains of Ephraim, Vayikach lo isha pilegesh mibeis lechem Yehuda, and he took a woman as a concubine of Pelegesh from the place of Beis Lechem Yehuda. The Radak points out, the Levi was a hot-tempered man who caused the Pelegesh to run back to her father's house. The Radak in the Ramban learned, the woman was Mazana, she was adulterous, which caused the Levi to be enraged. However, the Ralbag and the Malbim learned, the woman was not Mazana in any way. In fact, they point out later in the perek, she was actually a modest woman. In Pasuk Dalet, through Pasuk Yudbez, the Pelegesh left to her father's house for 4 months. The Levi returns with two donkeys and an attendant to his father-in-law's house in order to bring her back to him. The Das Sofer adds, both parties, the Levi and the Pelegesh, were at fault for the incident that occurred. Once the Levi was at the father-in-law's house, father-in-law detained the Levi for 5 additional days, feeding him a feast and trying to convince the Levi to stay. On the 5th and final day, the Levi leaves after the meal late in the day. The Levi takes the Pelegesh, attendant, and donkeys with him. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's getting closer to sundown. The attendant asks to stay in the town they were close to of Yavus. The Levi replies he'd rather stay with his fellow brethren of Jews in Giva. In Pasuk Tezayin through Pasuk Chaf, upon reaching the town square of Giva at sundown, an elderly man appears and questions them about their motives to coming to town. The Levi responds he's traveling from Beit Lechem on his way home to Har Ephraim, and will be stopping at the Mishkan in Shiloh to bring a korban, a sacrifice to Hashem. The Mefarshim point out the Levi mentioned he was on his way to do a mitzvah to make clear to the elderly man, although he's from Har Ephraim, he has not served the Pesel Micha, the idol of Micha, and still believes in Hashem. The Levi was hoping the elderly man would offer them a place to stay. The Levi shares having all the necessary provisions with him. The elderly man invites them in for a place to stay for the night, however emphasizes only a place to stay, and that's it, offering him no food. The group entered into the elderly man's house, settled down, and ate. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'hinei Anshei Ir Anshei Gliyayo Nosfuel Es Habayis. The Anshei Ir, the people of Giva, they were wayward men, unlawly men, and they surrounded the house. And they were banging down the door, saying to the elderly man who lived in the house, send out the man, send out the lady, so that we can know him. The elderly man refuses the lady and sends out his daughter, who is refused by the gang. The lady, scared for his life, sends out his Pelegesh. The atrocious mob was with her the entire night. The next morning, the Levi found the Pelegesh dead on the doorstep. The Levi brought her body home on his donkey. In reaction to this despicable act, the Levi cut her body into 12 pieces and sent one piece to each tribe of Yisrael, except for Binyamin, who committed this terrible, horrific act. This was done as a message to Klal Yisrael. The Levi sent no explanation with the body parts that were sent. The Malbim points out, actually, the Lazy sent a full description of the events that took place. And Pasuk Lamed, which is the end of the Perek, whoever saw this said, such an act has never happened like this in our history. The Mephorshim explained, the Malbim and the Me'am Loes, why did the Lazy do this? The Lazy did not cut her body to avenge her death, they point out. The Lazy was teaching Klal Yisrael that we are one nation with one body. We need to feel for each other. We need to love each other. However, if one part of the body is infected, it needs to be dealt with accordingly. So, the Shevet of Binyamin will need to be dealt with in order that we have unity to bring the Shechina back and the Divine Presence back into Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.